Welcome to the Midnight Writers Podcast, helping authors become better writers.
Episode 2, Why Deadlines and Goals Are Important. This is John.
This is Lena.
And this is Ben.
So today we want to talk about, or last week we talked about how goals can help you to get started writing. You know, talking about NaNoWriMo and their daily goals and everything. So, on a broader scales, why is that an important thing, to have a deadline and goals set up?
Well, it gives you something to aim for, and once you reach your goals, you have a point where you can actually say, I've done something, yay! And you can look back and see what you've done, and it's just a good way of tracking your progress, instead of just, oh, I need to start a novel, and oh, I finished a novel. You need some points in between that you can actually reach that are a little less scary.
Well, I guess I kind of skipped. Good points, but I think I skipped something that's kind of important. What kind of goals should you set up for a novel? That might be a good way to start this.
Well, I mean, NaNoWriMo is pretty much your first draft. It's a solid word count of 50,000 words. As we said in the last podcast, a lot of times your story isn't done by then, but you've got a good start on it. But yeah, writing a novel, the goal is obviously to have a complete story. But sometimes you got to break it into, okay, I'm going to write X amount for November, or, you know, as much as I can for November. But if your story isn't done by the end of November, usually you find your December also being, oh, hey, my goal is now to finish the plot or to, you know, wrap up this scene or whatever it is.
Or the story gets stuck on the shelf and you don't really come back to it forever.
Right, what? Yeah. Surprisingly enough, that momentum from November just vanishes once it's like, I'm going to take a break at the beginning of December. It's like, well, I still have a story to tell and it's not done yet. And it just takes forever because your deadline is essentially passed at that point.
So the deadline, or the goals for NaNoWriMo are a daily word count, and then which leads to an end-of-month word count.
Well, the main goal is a end-of-month word count. Yeah. If people don't want to write every day.
But it's broken down into a daily goal. You know, you have a goal of writing, I mean, you even have a graph to track it, that you're writing 1,600 words a day is the goal. If you have to slip and push a day off, you know, that's fine. But so those are the kind of goals. What other kinds of goals are there for writing besides having a set word count per day? Like possibly, I don't know, maybe a goal of just having certain times to write.
Sometimes it's literally just writing at some point during the day. It's like, I may not hit my word count, but I need to at least try.
Yeah, get a few words down or something.
Yeah, even if I write a sentence, it's like, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And sometimes those just writing a sentence is turn into paragraphs and chapters before you know it.
And sometimes it really is just a sentence, but sometimes that's what it is. I mean, you just have to get used to just trying to do things every day. And you may not feel like writing, but you really should do it.
Yeah.
Because if you do it when you feel like it, you're probably not, you're going to have a very inconsistent schedule and you're probably not going to meet any goals that you ever have ever.
Yeah, and it's a lot of doing goals is, yeah, getting into the habit of writing. Because if you're not writing every day, then it's easy to then say, oh, well, I don't need to write today, I've got a lot of stuff, I'm stressed out or whatever, but then realize, oh, hey, this thing isn't getting written, and then giving up. A lot of times I've seen, as the municipal liaison for our region, is a lot of people will get 1 week in to this huge goal of 50,000 words, and they don't write the amount that they need to. They don't set that goal daily, and then they find themselves behind, and they can't catch up, and then they just give up. And so, yeah, the short-term, the mini goals definitely help with the larger goal of getting to that first draft of that novel.
Yeah, and the nice small obtainable goals.
Right, and that's the key too, is making it obtainable. Because if you say, "Oh, well, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write 10,000 words today," you're not going to do it. Or if you do, you're going to wish that you hadn't, because that's quite a challenge.
Yes, but then it's a lot better when you set a goal of like 2,000 words and you hit 5,000 and you feel awesome.
You do. And surpassing goals, sometimes having a goal that's easily attainable, and you know, it's sometimes yeah, it feels good to surpass it, but then you start pushing yourself to set higher goals and bigger goals because you know you can do the minor ones.
Yeah, and I found the ones for NaNoWriMo, it's like 1,600 words a day, and I could usually hit that, and there was quite a while where I was able to go above that by, you know, it hit about 2,000 or so.
Right.
But then there'd be days where I literally could not write, you know, where I had to go do something. Because, you know, I work full time. I know we all do.
Yeah.
That's one of the struggles is trying to fit in something like this when you're working full time. Because when I go home, I'm tired. And if I have something to do that evening, that eats up all the free time I have. So there are definitely some evenings where I cannot write. So I know I have to make it up some other time. So maybe the next day, you know, I'll try to double my word count and try to get back on track. And sometimes I just have to wait for the weekend when I have more time.
Yeah. Weekends are awesome.
Yes.
But as a working person, weekends when you do everything you want to do that you've been putting off all week.
Yeah.
Like writing except, and organizing podcasts.
Well, and that's the nice thing of having November as a structured goal is that, yeah. Well, okay, all the other things that I usually do, like, you know, watching an episode of a TV show or whatever, it's like that all gets put on the back burner until I finish the writing for the day. So part of having a goal is having a reward at the end, too, because it's like, well, I don't want to write, but I know I need to write. And once I do get it written, then, oh, I can do any of these other things that I would find much more enjoyable
like
than writing.
It's like getting your homework done.
Yeah.
Another thing that where goals help is sometimes you're given a goal or a deadline that you don't control.
Yeah.
Such as, you know, Lena and I are working on short stories for anthologies. Oh, an anthology that is due... well, was due by the time this comes out, but, you know, you have a set deadline of, you know, it's got to be done by January 31st, and if you don't set those specific shorter goals of, that means I have to have this written by this time so I can have it to my editor by this time so I can have, you know, a few days to edit or to do each revision, if you don't have those specific goals laid out, then it's, you know, it's going to happen that, you know, a week before it's due, you're like, oh, crap, I got to start this thing.
Yeah, I'm taking that route.
But, you know,
very good at setting my goals, and now I'm paying for it. So let this be a lesson.
Well, I think the key here is that if you have a deadline that you have no control over, you definitely set your goals working backwards, like John was alluding to.
Make sure you schedule in extra time for when you don't meet those
goals. Oh, yeah, you need schedule buffer. I mean, I work for the government, and that's all we ever talk about. It's like, how much slack do we have in this schedule? It's like, well, because we got this deadline we got to meet. And yeah, those sometimes I find those to actually be better goals and deadlines, because if you don't have control over it, then you really have to mold yourself into getting it done. Otherwise, yeah, if it's your own personal goal, you just let it slip. It's like,
there's no consequences.
Right, precisely.
It makes you prioritize. Absolutely. When you see that the goal is coming. It's like, well, is this something a high enough priority that even though I don't feel like writing tonight, even though I would rather sit back and watch Doctor Who or whatever, that I want to put that aside so I can write, even though I don't feel like it.
Well, and this forces you also, you know, for smaller goals, you know, like you were talking about, like, saving it for your editor and stuff. Okay, you have, like, this deadline of, you know, the end of the month where, you know, this person wants your story. After that, they will not accept it. Okay, you got a hard deadline. Mm-hmm. Well, there's other mini deadlines that you have to set for yourself. Like, you know, I have, you know, by the second week, I need to have a rough draft. By the third week, I need to have it to my editor. You know, you have to create your own mini goals to keep you on track. And it's not just for motivation. It's also for making sure that you're done when you hit that goal.
And it helps you to not fluff up too much either. You know, put a lot of extra time trying to perfect things when you've got a goal, so you got to reach for it. So it kind of helps you to say, okay, I'm done because the deadline is here.
Right. And sometimes, your story is fine, you know, adding or subtracting a few words or scenes or polishing characters. Yeah, it might make it a little bit better, but if the core of it is still good, the reader's really not going to notice that much. You definitely need the minor goals, because then the people that are sending it to for editing and beta reading and whatnot, you have to give them deadlines too, because you have a deadline that you're trying to meet.
And you have to give them enough time to work on it.
Precisely.
And they have jobs and other obligations too.
You can't sit there and tell your editor.
I know. That's what they say.
Imagine that.
You can't sit there and tell your editor. He's like, yeah, I know you wanted this for a week, but I got delayed by 3 days, so now you only have 4 days to do it. Please get it back to me right away.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. They need time to work on it, too.
Yeah. Not like the government. We needed this yesterday.
So one of the things we mentioned last week was letting other people know of your goals. Make them public so that they can help. For one, know why you're doing it and hopefully be understanding when you have to tell them, no, you can't go out because, you know, you got specific things you got to get done. But also they help keep you accountable.
Right. For my current trilogy, I definitely sent out the first two parts that I had written in the previous 2 years to my beta readers saying, okay, everyone, here's the first three parts to start working on. Expect the third part by the end of the year, by December of 2015. And so that gave me my own deadline to then get to these other people so that they could read it because, you know, when it came down to it, I was accountable to them because they expected, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to receive the last part of this so that I can read this and provide notes back. Otherwise, I'd have been like, you'll get the third part at some point. And, you know, then they probably would have kept nagging me, hopefully, if they were really good beta readers, to say, hey, where's that third part? You know,
well, especially when they're getting an incomplete story. They exactly. want the story finished.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And,
yeah, if they keep nagging you, you'd be like, oh, I should finish that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then, yeah, accountability with other people as well, especially other writers, because then, you know, they understand the issues that you might be dealing with, especially if, you know, they work full-time jobs as well, saying, hey, you know, how are you coming on that project, and that short story, that novel, whatever, because they're going to have the same struggles, and then it's kind of, it's a group accountability. Like, everyone's going to have a project they're going to be working on, and unless they, you know, hold them to that, perhaps it never gets done, so.
So what do you do if you set all these goals and you find yourself, like, 2 weeks behind schedule? How do you recover from that?
I quit. No.
Throw everything and just walk away. No. I think it depends on the project, because, like, this thing that we're working towards, it's a hard deadline. If it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. There's not much you can do about it. But, I mean, and you don't want to give somebody a substandard product. You know, this is an actual editor, you know, an actual thing that they're trying to publish. I don't want to give them a rough draft. You know, it's not like a homework assignment where it's like, oh, maybe I'll get a C on it. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So if it's a really hard deadline and you can't produce the product quality that you need to, you may have to call it quits.
Yeah.
But if it's a little bit more of a flexible deadline, it may depend on if you can rearrange your schedule and just really pump it out. But
and that might be where you come back and you look at your priorities again.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what, is this really that much of a priority if I keep missing the deadlines? And sometimes it is, but life just gets busy.
Right.
And sometimes you just got to go, you know what, maybe I'm not into writing right now, which unfortunately does happen, especially when I was doing school. I ran into that because I just could not keep up writing. So I had to set writing down until I got my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started writing a short story the week after I finished. So yeah. Obviously it was important to me, but I just couldn't do it along with school, and I couldn't, of course, cancel school because my job was requiring it. So
yeah,
but you gotta, you know, if you're falling behind, you gotta look at your priorities. Is it a realistic priority, and or is there something else in your life that can be cut out, that needs to be cut out, so that you can.
Yeah, you may have writing. To just look at how you organize, like we talked about last week, how to motivate yourself. It's like maybe you need to work on what you're doing. You know, maybe you need to find a new space to write so you actually can make yourself sit down and write it. Yeah. I get distracted at home. Like when I had to work on my master's thesis, I could not write at home. It was impossible. I tried so many different ways. It just did not work. I had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I had to learn. And I was on a very strict deadline and I had to cram that thing out. So I had to find a way to make it work. So, I mean, sometimes it's just reevaluating how you organize your own time with what you have.
Right. And a lot of it's figuring out kind of how you write, too. Because if I find myself 2 weeks behind, I'm going through heroics. I'm spending the whole day writing because I know I can. I know I can crank out 10,000, 15,000 words in a day. I wouldn't recommend it.
Some of us don't do that.
Well, again,
not everybody can be held to his standards.
It is exhausting. But sometimes if you really need to do that and everything else gets in the way, like school and life and work and other things, yeah, sometimes you just gotta say, okay, I'm taking a day and I'm gonna do it. Because again, it is your, you know, what's your priority? Is this important enough to you that you want to set aside that time just even if it's a single day. I mean, there's a lot of hours in the day, and you can get a lot done if you know how to kind of...
If you can motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself to do it. Yeah, go back and re-listen to episode one and see. It's like, okay, how do I get motivated? And then pull out all the stops, pull out all the tricks to get yourself to sit down and finish that. Because, yeah, if it's a hard deadline, if you have no control over it, it's... You have to pull out heroics or quit. You know, it's one or the other.
Mm-hmm. So I did manage to hit 10,000 words in a day. My first NaNoWriMo. Okay. Wow. During one weekend, I made it a goal and I did it. And I've tried every single NaNoWriMo since then. This is my third one this last year, and I have not been able to do it again. Because every time I do it, something comes up in that day that just says, no, you're not doing this today. Yes.
Yeah, it took me 3 years to get to that point. But yeah, I developed as a writer that I could write quickly with very minimal edits, and I stopped crafting. And sometimes, yeah, if your deadline is, okay, I need to get this to editors, then yeah, just tell them, hey, I wrote a lot of this really fast. You know, it's part of the accountability is, okay, here it is, but with the understanding that this probably isn't the greatest, but it's going to need some more work later. But...
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and we hope to see you again next week.
Thanks much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Midnight Writers Podcast. If you've enjoyed this content, sign up for our newsletter on our website, midnightwriterssociety.com, where you'll get a lot more great information. See you next Wednesday.